And that's really why I wanted to do an excerpt, do a reading of parts of this book. Because it is, as we're seeing, the founding wound of class society. And if we want to move beyond it, we do have to heal it. By which I mean, by embracing each other globally. That is the way to heal this wound, I believe. It certainly isn't by navel gazing or joining some religion, spiritual practices have their place, but not when it comes to any further delay from attending to what the earth, this earth that is our bodies, need. We heal simultaneously as we get free. Freedom has to come first in our minds, in our hearts, in our longing. Freedom is everything. Everything. I mean, we need to, in our own language, have those two words be equivalents. As I mentioned in an earlier blog, in, I think, Gaelic, was it Gaelic? The word heal means whole. And that's so true. So, and freedom means claiming our wholeness. So in our earth speak, our language, heal and freedom are equivalents. Continuing. This incredulousness is especially pronounced and misdirected in relation to early modern art and literature. Modern audiences enjoy as an imaginative contrivance the scene in Le Nozze di Figaro, Act 3, in which Figaro suddenly discovers that Marcellina and Bartolo, I don't know how to pronounce these names, I apologize. Marcellina and Bartolo are his long-lost mother and father. The moment is ironic, but the power of its cynical humor derives from a bleak reality of the society for and about which it was composed, not from its improbability. Mozart's opera and the Beaumarchais play on which it was based were written during the second half of the 18th century, when one of every three or four children was abandoned in many French, Italian, and Spanish cities. Figaro naively believes that he was stolen by bandits from noble parents. But contemporary audiences, knowing the realities of abandonment, doubtless saw a grim humor in his delusion. His mother and father were unmarried, and he had been conveniently outfitted with symbols of his status and an identifying mark noted before the theft, quote unquote. Nor is it an unlikely detail that a child would be abandoned by prosperous persons as opposed to the desperate poor. Jean-Jacques Rousseau abandoned all five of his children to foundling homes, not even bothering to keep a record of their birth dates.